Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Shenanigans. We are, again, from our home studio, a.k.a. dining room table.
A.k.a. the beach.
Yeah. Haven't been back up to LA. We're actually going to be back in studio next week, but for now, obviously, still got to put that content out. So we are podcasting from home. I posted an Instagram today and asked you guys to ask us some questions, and we're going to get into those. However, there were a few topics that came up so much, like 85% of the questions, that I feel like we should just address them.
Just start straight in there. You wrote a list?
I wrote a list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start at the top of the list.
The very...
You read number one.
The most popular question was, are you trying to have babies? We know you just had a miscarriage. When are you having babies? All your friends are having babies. Babies, babies, babies. It was like every three questions. And then there was like one random about our hair. And then five questions. So... people really want to know if we're going to try again to have babies.
I mean, yeah, we can try again and maybe next year.
I said, we're not trying.
Yeah, it's not like we're not trying, but at the same time.
I'm also not like, oh, everyone's pregnant. I need to get pregnant. Like when this did happen to us, I mean, we didn't know Stassi was pregnant at the same time. It wasn't like we were all trying. It just happened. It was a beautiful surprise. I didn't know.
Is this going to be like the time of COVID babies though? Like, is that what we're going to be?
Gonna
like,
is the white
generation,
babies.
They're going to be called white quarantine babies?
Probably.
I mean, hopefully they're better than the white generation.
But yeah, just to answer all of y'all, like, you know, we're not trying and, you know, let's see
what 2021 brings to everybody, eh?
Yeah, but for now, let's stop asking.
If you were preggers, babe, what would we like, a boy or a girl? Because I
healthy I had baby.
A healthy baby. Okay, all right. Well, you're just gonna go straight that way?
Yeah.
Okay, cool, fine. Right, so healthy baby it is. I want a boy.
I felt like the last pregnancy was a boy.
Yeah. I would like to have a boy just so I can just, you know. I got my boy, and then another boy will be good.
Yeah. But I mean, a girl.
But again, I'll take another girl as well.
A little mini me would be so awesome too.
Be a nightmare.
I think eventually we'll have one of each.
Yeah, we'll get there.
And you know, even if that means using my frozen eggs, then we go that route if that's the route we have to go. But
yeah.
Healthy babies all around.
Healthy baby. Question number one: the babies tick. Okay.
Boom.
It's on there. It's on the cards. We never know when we're gonna get them, but it's on the cards. Wedding.
Or are we engaged?
Are we engaged? Wedding. Not engaged.
No, we addressed that last week on the podcast with Nima. We're not engaged. I wear a ring because this company, Isabel Grace, sent me some really cute honeybee jewelry. And this ring is a size 4.5. And only one of my fingers is a size 4.5. And that just happens to be my ring finger.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit my right hand. My fingers on my right hand are slightly more swollen.
But in one of the photos, there was an actual, you had like a diamond on it.
No.
Ring. It wasn't. It's always been.
No, it's always been. I wear this ring every day. I've worn it every day for like 3 months.
Okay. Well, there you go then.
Yeah. So no.
No.
When we get engaged, there will be a rock, not just a band.
Okay. Well, just so we're very clear and we're on the same page of this one, it will be a rock, but it's not going to be like a diamond. It's
no,
going to be a morganite diamond.
No, we talked about
diamond.
That last week.
Oh, we did? Sweet.
Yeah.
So stop asking the same questions, guys. Get some new content. Like, come on.
Well, I think people on Instagram don't necessarily listen to every episode.
Well, turns out you guys better go listen,
so,
okay?
A lot of this was answered last
week. All right,
week.
Go for it. Listen to that one because we covered that. The boat ride was just a great boat ride.
Yeah, it was.
Just a nice little date, okay?
A little date night.
Yep. Thanks, honey.
Yes.
But don't worry, guys. I get to make up for this date. A lot of you guys, I got some stick from one person that I read, and it was, are you going to do something nice for Sheena? She does all these nice things for you. So, joke's on you guys. Wait till our 1 year anniversary. I got a surprise plan.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, baby.
Can you give me a hint?
No, don't talk about it now. I told you I have a surprise. That's it. Stop picking.
Okay. Well, our 1 year anniversary is next week. We will be vlogging that. That'll be out in a couple weeks. Next week we have the Catalina travel vlog. I'm so excited for that. You're going to have FOMO. Like,
I don't know. I think I'm pretty good where I'm at right now.
No,
I'm learning how to play golf. Honey,
yeah, there was a golf course there. Okay. You could be on an island and golfing at the same time.
I enjoyed my downtime. I was productive in it. So yeah. It's good. We'll get there, baby. We can go to Catalina whatever you like.
I do want to go back soon.
Not anytime soon, but soon.
Well, we might go back for Justice's birthday, and that's soon.
Okay, cool. Looks like I'm going to Catalina.
Well, those were just, a lot of people were just the wedding babies engaged. So I just wanted to get that out of the way because that was the majority of the question. But then the next thing that came up a lot was, why weren't you at Lala's gender reveal? And I figure instead of not saying anything, I may as well just address it.
Address it, honey. Take it away. You can say your piece and I'll have mine.
We weren't invited.
It's very simple. COVID does a thing to like, and this is the thing I like about COVID. You get to identify who you want to hang out with and who you don't want to hang out with. It's a priority list. That's the best thing about pandemic. It gets to give you a priority list. It goes, okay, here's our list of people that should come. Here's a list that they're going to come. And we just didn't fall on that list. Simple.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, states pretty clear where our friendship stands. And over the last few months, I mean, we haven't really talked, honestly. When I was going through my miscarriage, you know, I was out in Palm Springs still. You were back in San Diego because you were working. We were dealing with it very differently.
Yeah, she's covering my ass on this one. I was working and then I got out of work early. So then I went to play around a back nine of the golf with the boys.
Instead of driving straight out to Palm Springs. Instead of driving to Palm Springs. Comfort me.
Then I caused an attack and she was upset and then she reached out to Lala.
So my mom had spoken to all of the girls that morning, just letting them know this was going to be public later that week. But for now, this is what I was going through. And Lala said she was in Palm Springs and if I needed anything, she would be there. And then Brock decides to go golfing and I'm like literally full panic attack. And I'm like, oh, I don't know anyone in Palm Springs. And my mom was like, why don't you call Lala? And I was like, you know what? Actually, yeah, like this could be a turning point in our friendship. Like she'll be here for me at my lowest of low and like we'll actually like get back on track. You know, she apologized at the reunion. I thought at the time that was very genuine. Now I'm rethinking that, but it was frustrating because she hears the terror and panic in my voice. I'm literally like, he's golfing. Like, oh, I was just so
terror.
Like I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I was devastated. And she was just like, I don't like that. I don't like that. And I was like, yeah, I don't like that either. And I don't like being alone. So can you please come over? And she was just like, well, I'm going to dinner. So like, can I be there for you basically when it's convenient like for me?
Don't assume how she sent a text. It was through
text.
No,
it was over the phone. We were on a phone call.
Okay.
We were on a phone call.
Yeah, well, then she was going to dinner, and she'll text you after, right?
I needed her then.
No, and then she's like, well, you can come to dinner. Invited you to dinner, correct?
Yeah. What do you think when I'm in the middle of a panic attack
obviously,
that I want to go out in public, let alone be driving a vehicle?
Anyway, after that, okay, yes, I shouldn't have gone to play golf, but just so everyone understands, that was my way of just stepping away because I had to deal with it myself as well. Being in this relationship, it's not just a personal relationship. It's not our relationship anymore. And I realized that when Sheena said, when we went public, when she was talking about it, that was one thing that I had to deal with because now that was an internal thing and now it's becoming a public thing. So before you start judging me for playing golf, I get it. But at the same time, it's valid. I'm not just playing a game of golf. It was 9 holes. At the end of the day, I was getting it in and then coming home.
And I understood that after. But at the time,
yes.
I'm there alone. I've been alone since the day before. I didn't want to be alone anymore. She literally said to my mom, if she needs anything at all, I will be there. I'm 5 minutes away. I'm in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And I needed her. And she wasn't there because
she had dinner.
She had dinner with celebrities. Let's be real.
How did we find out who she went to dinner with the next day, right?
The next day, because Randall said, sorry, we're canceling on dinner again.
We'll go tomorrow night. We'll canceling tonight. We're going to get back on the jet with Machine Gun Kelly and
Megan Fox. So that's how I was like, did you actually think that I wanted to go to dinner last night with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly in that state of terror? Thanks for inviting me, but like,
I know. And I think the problem
it just
with
showed
that
her
is,
priorities. Here's the thing. I don't care who it was for dinner. She could have explained to them, one of my close friends is going through something really, really bad. I'm going to stop by and check on her for 5 minutes. I'm going to be late to dinner. I'll meet you there. You don't think they would have understood?
I get it, honey. And I think moving forward, like, I mean, I've spoken to Randall more than what you've spoken to Lala.
You know, I think I talked to Randall more than I talked to Lala.
And
I love Randall.
And we love Randall. And we're happy for them and everything. But I felt like Brittany, you know, she reached out to you beforehand.
Brittany told me weeks ago that she was pregnant. And she said she wanted to tell me even sooner. But she was like, I was just being so sensitive because I don't know exactly how you're feeling since the miscarriage. If you guys are trying again. And like, I'm excited and I want you to be excited for me. But I just like didn't know how to tell you. And I was like, oh my God, Brittany, they've been trying for like half a year. I was overjoyed for them.
Yeah.
But I so appreciated that she took a second to think about my feelings before she told me and let me know before the public found out.
I get that. And I wish Lala did it. She didn't, but she didn't. And then we didn't get invited to the thing.
So now
didn't make the priority list.
Okay,
so
well,
it just puts the relationship, your relationship in point. And I mean, it is what it is.
She has her priorities. I'm not in her, you know, MySpace top 20.
MySpace top 20.
Whatever.
Is this MySpace top 10 or is it 20?
No, it wasn't MySpace top 8.
You can select,
eight,
like, you can select top 10, right? You can be MySpace, my top 10 or top 20.
I just
20.
Think that I'm saying that. There were more than 8 people at the reveal, so I was just saying 20.
Yeah, whatever. That makes sense.
But yeah, so I mean, you know, for something like that, you have the people you want to be there, and she didn't want me there. So that's why I wasn't there. That's why Ariana wasn't there, because we weren't invited.
There you go. Simple answer.
Moving on.
Still like you, Randall.
We love Randall. That's what it's
just. Lala, you're okay. Just do better.
Yeah. Just be a better friend. It wouldn't have been that hard to stop by for 5 minutes and check on me. It wouldn't have been hard. So anyways.
Moving on.
Should we get into some fan questions?
Is that all the questions you have down there highlighted?
Well, these were just some notes I made of like the most popular questions that came through.
Well, let's lighten the mood up a little bit. Do you wash each other's hair?
Ryan Daw Morley's wants to know. And here's a funny story about that is recently Brock did wash my hair for me because I had, if you guys saw on my Insta story a couple weeks ago, I think my headphones might be covering it right now.
No, you're good.
But it's called a pyogenic granuloma and it's a benign.
A what?
Pyogenic granuloma.
Well done, honey.
Thank you.
Can't enunciate that. Can't enunciate, enunciate.
Enunciate.
Whatever.
So basically, I had a mole that had some atypical cells in it that needed to be removed from my scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Had that punched out, got stitches. They said it didn't have anything to do with the stitches coming out too early. It's just when there's certain trauma to skin, especially the scalp is really sensitive, that it could form these benign tumors. That's like a huge red bubble. So that happened.
How does mine look? I got one cut out.
Yeah, yours is fine. It's so annoying.
Is it good?
Yeah, you healed just fine. Okay, we're
Thanks,
good.
Honey. Just mm-hmm. checking.
So I have this thing on my head. It's so sensitive. I'm not even going to go into all the details. But basically, I was too much of a baby to wash my own hair. It had been about 10 days. I'm like, honey, can you help me? Like, I had to put like a washcloth on it. It was really sensitive. For the last 3 weeks, I've had this thing. Actually, it's been 3 months I've had it on my head. But the last.
Has it been?
I got that removed in like July.
We do wash each other's hair.
But I needed your help, and you did. But then he did the whole scalp massage, and I was like,
turned into a little sexy time in a shower. It was good.
Yeah, we have a nice big shower.
We got
here.
A big shower with a door. The Palm Springs, we don't have a door and a shower.
I know. We got to
okay,
fix
though.
That.
What's your question, honey?
Marosa 0215 wants to know, how has quarantine helped or hurt your relationship?
Bruh. It has done both. But
I don't think it's hurt our
relationship. I don't think it's hurt it. It's just been punishing, but at the same time, it's helped us.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, I'll just quick cut that out.
No.
This came out, blurt
my
that
show.
Out.
No, I think it's definitely helped our communication and understanding each other's needs more, you know, like we're needy in different ways.
Well, don't be putting me in a needy train with you, mate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm needy.
I said we're needy in different ways. We need different things, and we understand that better.
Okay.
You need to golf. I need attention.
Yeah. I need nothing. You need a lot.
Really, honey?
I mean, you need a lot. You. And I, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Do you miss LA? You want to answer this question on the yes or no? Yes or no on a count of three.
It's Barry wants to know.
Okay, it's Barry wants to know. Do you miss LA? One, two, three.
No.
I never lived in LA. Sheena did, but I'm not missing those drives out there. Palm Springs is the same type of drive. It's so good. And we went back up there the other day, and traffic and just the hustle and bustle of LA. I'm not into it right now.
No. So it's definitely a nice break. I think, you know, after the holidays when work picks
moving back
up
there as well.
Yeah. I think early next year we'll get a place back in LA because work is going to be busier after the holidays. But for right now,
I'm playing rugby.
Yeah.
I'm playing rugby for the LA Giltinis up there. So we start in February. They sent out the schedule, actually. They just released it.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be going up there. Training starts early February. So, yeah, January we'll be back up in the LA area. So.
Yeah. Be up there until probably like my birthday. And then San Diego for the summer.
That's it, baby.
Yeah.
What do you got, honey? What's the next question?
Ashlyn Page _ wants to know, what do you guys see for your future?
Money. Lots and lots of money. Thanks for my tarot readings. Money.
I see us living, you know, like I just said, between LA, San Diego, Palm Springs as a vacay. I definitely see a lot of those trips in our future. But for now, it's nice that my work I can do mostly from home. And it's been slow that I don't have to be in LA as much as I did last year when we first started dating.
Yeah, I think future-wise, we've got a lot of changes coming our way, obviously after the COVID and all that.
Yeah.
And they're moving around a bit, but for us and for me, my family's back home. We just got to work on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the future for us. It's good.
And we want to spend a month in Bali every year.
Bali.
Yes.
We're going there every year. People are welcome to meet us there.
Mrs. _A_Rod24 wants to know, out of the Vanderpump group, who did Brock click with the easiest?
Who do you think I got along with easiestly?
I mean, I think the people I'm closest with, you naturally clicked with the most and easiest, but I think you, I mean, honestly, you clicked with all of the guys right away at BravoCon.
Yeah.
Literally
when
all
I was
of
thirsty
them.
Running around at BravoCon, remember?
Yeah, right.
Thirsty Brocky.
But I mean, now, like, I think you would consider, you know, some of them like your friends, not just my friends.
Yeah, we got a couple friends for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the best part about this friendship group is Max and I were friends kind of before.
I know.
The whole thing. So that kind of fell in it. But then, like you said, I enjoy hanging out with Jax. I enjoy hanging out with Tom, James, and I play Fortnite. So it's like we're all in group. So that's funny for me because I don't know the background of their friendships. So when I'm like, hey, everyone just hang out. We should get everyone down
and
here.
I'm like, no, bro.
You got to identify the group. Yeah, so.
And I'm like, no, she used to date him, and then he did this to
there
her.
There was a pie graph, actually. I saw it online. I sent it to you, didn't yeah. I? It was like one person, Lisa Vanderpump, and then there was this person, employee, slept with this person, had a relationship with her, but then used to date this one, and then cheated on with her. And I was like, I was trying to find your name, but your name was in like
I wasn't
friends
involved.
Or ex-friends. And I was like, yeah, there's no sleeping in there. Cool.
No, none of that.
Ryan Kelly, I want to do a huddle. But I'm nervous too because I don't want to be awkward. How often do you do these, honey?
So I do my huddles every week. We do a group one every week. And what we want to introduce is like a new feature for those of you, Ryan, who do feel shy, that you can join it and just watch, like not have your camera on or your microphone or anything, and just see how we interact with each other. So then hopefully the next time you'll want to join, money goes to charity. And it's a really such a safe place. Like, it's so chill. Everyone's so nice. A lot of the people in the huddle group have actually become friends outside of the group now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you guys have like a group chat that you guys talk
yeah,
into.
We have actually
who took it over,
few.
Though? Somebody took it over.
Oh, Samira. We
Samira
love
took
her.
Over.
She just is very outspoken. And it's kind of now her group chat that I am a part of, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We have a few different ones. We have one with just the girls. We have one with everyone from huddle. And I like it. So
huddle's good.
Don't be shy.
Watching. Yeah, just come on there, have a chat.
But if you
or
are
sit
shy,
on the sidelines, it's okay.
Then exactly. Then we want to do that where people can just view it so they know what they're signing up for, and then they won't be as nervous.
I feel like Sheena's had plenty of awkward moments with like fans or like interaction with just people. So don't worry about it, mate. You'll be right. Give it a go. You might like it.
Yeah.
Huddle.
Boom. Diana Sand 20 wants to know if I've received any offers for other reality shows. And the answer is yes. It was a show on the Food Network. I'm not going to say what it is because it's just kind of on a pause right now because things aren't filming. And I don't know what I'm able to do when. It depends on the timing of other jobs and everything.
I think, yeah. I think that's...
I would love to do like a competition type of like a different
Amazing
type
Race,
of show.
Amazing Race.
That would be fun.
We probably would lose, to be fair.
I don't know if we would.
I'm carrying you.
What do you mean you're carrying me? Like on your back?
Like my back hurts because I'm carrying you through the Amazing Race.
Whatever. I would do the adventurous things and you could eat all the weird stuff.
Yeah, but I guess, but I'll be doing the adventure things with you.
No, it's one or the other. Like one person does this and then one person does that. You don't always do the things together.
So I have to eat all the food?
Yeah.
What about driving the car and like getting directions and going places? How are we going to do that? Who's driving the car? Who's going places?
That's up to you. It depends what country we're in. If it's driving on the other side of the road, like I'll let you do that. Next question. Adwala wants to know, what's your dream couple vacation that we
want to
do next?
You guys want to do next. Vacations. We're kind of living in a good one. We went away to Sedona. We went away and, I mean, look at the place we live in. I'm stoked.
It is. We live on vacation. I love it here.
We're living here on vacation. Where would you like to go, honey, next on a vacation?
I mean, there's a lot of places on my bucket list. It's not safe to travel to most of them right now. But, like, eventually I really want to go to Tokyo. I want to go to Bora Bora. I want to go to Fiji. I want to go to Egypt and see the pyramids. I want to go to Jamaica.
So your bucket list. Are you just rattling off your bucket
list
of traveling places?
But I'm saying we're not doing any of those right now. So the next place I think we're going to go would be Australia.
Well, yeah, Australia or Hawaii. Hawaii first.
Yeah,
maybe.
Hawaii is easy. And then
Australia.
Yeah.
All right. Next question, honey.
Anna_Pat_ wants to know, how does life feel now that you're settled into your new normal from Palm Springs to San Diego? I mean, it feels great.
Okay, baby.
Yeah, we're back at the beach. We're out of the hot desert. And
it's a good vibe.
Yeah.
I come home from work to you, to this place. It's good.
Yeah.
I love it. Our neighbors are rad too.
Our neighbors are awesome.
Yeah.
I really like them. We got really lucky. Mallory Lynn 82 wants to know.
Who made the first move, Sheena?
Yeah, right. Honey.
Babe. I was hitting on your girlfriend.
No, you weren't.
And then I realized that she was bad. A bad apple. And then I came after you.
You were offering them drinks. You weren't hitting on them.
You're correct. I was being a good host. I was like, you guys want drinks?
Yeah. And
who made the first move?
You did. You absolutely did.
Nah.
Yeah.
You texted me first.
I DM'd
you.
You slid in my DMs.
And you texted me.
So you made the first move.
Fine. I make the first
move. Why is that like so hard for you to say?
No, I mean, I was just trying
to argue
with you.
Like that you were the one who pursued me. I know, but it's annoying.
I'll always pursue you, though.
I know, but
I've always pursued you.
Don't act like you didn't.
Beat it.
Whatever.
All right, next one, baby.
Heidi0567, what characteristics have you brought out in each other in a good way? I think that you make me more confident and driven, and that's something I felt like I kind of lost over the last couple of years.
There you go.
And I think that you just make me want to be the best version of myself, even when I've gotten lazy.
Thanks.
You kind of pick me back up.
Yeah, I don't know where your lack of confidence comes from, and I wish you had more of it. So if I can build
that
up,
I think it was just the assholes
I
dated kind of took it.
Yeah, but people shouldn't have that control. And that's why I try and instill in you. Like, you shouldn't allow people to have that control over you because you're beautiful.
Oh.
Anyway, characteristics you bring out of me, she adds a little bit of patience to me. I don't have much anyway, but she makes me think a few times, like ask a few questions, think about how other people are feeling, okay? Normally I just jump to conclusions and think about how I'm feeling and what the end result will be. So you give me a little bit more empathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably more, but empathy is one I notice that I have now.
I think we make each other better people.
We do.
We're both
best.
Good people, but we bring out the best in each other.
We've got Emmy4094. Is that how it's pronounced?
No, it's just Emmy4094 wants to know.
But there's an S there.
Everyone has an S and it's their response.
Yeah, my bad.
Emmy 4094 wants to know how she can sign up for your outdoor workouts.
Wow, guys, all you got to do is go to F45 Training, East Hillcrest, and you can join in on there. It's completely free. It's free for the community. We do it every weekend, except for this weekend. Every other weekend, we'll be doing them going into winter. But thanks for the little plug, babe. Is that going to be your ad? That's your ad right there.
It's not an ad this week, but that was an actual question that came in. So
it's a good one.
I figured I would select it and let you shout that out.
First kiss.
First kiss story. Katie Jane Hall wants to know. So for the mister who didn't pursue me, certainly planted a kiss on me.
Damn
at a music
right,
festival.
Baby.
We were watching Mumford & Sons, and you wanted to do the Dirty Dancing move. And
how did that become a thing? I don't feel like I go, oh, would you like me to pick you up like Dirty Dancing?
We were all dancing, and then whatever. I don't know if maybe Jamie asked,
was like, pick her up.
Because, like, you seemed strong. I don't know.
Thanks,
but
Jamie.
You did. You're like, oh, I can do that. And also, that move takes some core strength.
Yeah, we won't sell you. Someone, remember when Bali we did it? Like,
yeah.
Oh, excuse me, that takes core strength, not just upper body
strength.
Yeah,
it's not just you. I have to pull my legs up.
Yeah, you're right, honey.
So we did that move and twirled around. And when I came down from it, you planted a kiss on me.
Yeah, put it down on the hip and then gave her, smacked her with one.
And then,
that's it.
And then we kissed more that night.
Did we?
Yeah. Because then we went out to a bar, and that's how I found out that you and Max knew each other from before, because we went to meet up with him at a bar.
Yeah, that's right. And you
and
were
then
pouring
it was like,
drinks down our faces.
Yeah. I, you know, per years,
per
got
years,
on the bar
baby.
With a bottle and poured drinks down people's throats. It was like, you know, gay pride, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it was just the whole night out.
What we do. That's her.
All right, honey. Well, I missed you. I love you. And it's been good. Let's
too.
Go keep practicing making babies.
Okay.
And then we'll see everybody sooner than later.
And also, I just want to shout out the Paris Hilton documentary, y'all. If
oh,
you
that
haven't
was good.
Watched that yet, This Is Paris on YouTube. It is incredible. Like, I've always been a fan of hers, but this just gave me a new even appreciation of everything she has done and built. And I have so much respect for her. She's such a boss businesswoman, and it's crazy to hear about what she went through as a teenager. So
crazy.
If you have an hour and a half to spare, I
watch
highly
it.
Recommend it. It was really good. Next on the list is The Social Dilemma, which Nima told me about. It's about like social media and how it, all that shit like manipulates you.
Okay. I'm into that one.
So that's next on the list.
All right. Well, get some Netflix and chillin', and we'll go get some Netflix and chillin'.
Yeah.
And talk to you guys soon.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.